جهان ما ضبط صوت بزرگی است که صدای ما را هر کلمه‌ای که از ما صادر شود.
The world we live in is a large recording apparatus which records our voice. Every word of it.
One of the most outstanding features about him is that he cared for the humanity, and he mentioned this all the time and said لأجل الإنسان, because of the humanity.
Well, within the social activities we can count one of his greatest thing that he started when he went back to Lebanon, and that was the dialogues between the different religions and تقريب المذاهب. And that's how we see, like, he was very close to the youth as well, because he used to visit the church as well and the different school of
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I am Atta, the host of the program The Teacher, which is an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, theologians, and jurisprudents all across the nation of Islam, with the presence of two religious experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So in the first series, we dedicated the program, The Teacher, to the thoughts and works of the outstanding Shia Muslim cleric, philosopher, theologian, Shahid Murtaza Mutahhari. But from this episode onward, inshallah, we want to talk about another outstanding figure regarding, we can say, Islamic theology and jurisprudence and also philosophy, the Lebanese-Iranian philosopher and religious jurisprudent Musa Assad, mainly known as Sayyid Musa Assad or Imam Musa Assad. He was born in the city of Qom in Iran. He was considered as one of the greatest scholars, Muslim scholars and preachers of his time. His activities were not limited only to Iran, but he had massive, we can say, presence in Lebanon, and especially for the Muslim and Shia population of the Lebanon. And we can say, unfortunately, it has been recorded that on August 31, 1978, just 1 year before the Islamic Revolution of Iran took place, he disappeared in Libya. If he is alive, may Allah give him health. And if he passed away, may he rest in peace. And this is still not clear whether he passed away or he is alive. Imam Musa Assad. So, Dr. Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, let's listen to one short part of a Farsi audio file of Sayyid Musa Assad, and then we will continue our discussion with an elaboration on his speech. Let's listen to that and we'll be back.
In general, anything produced, articulated, and heard by any of us will return to us either in this world or the hereafter, in forms of words and punishments. It is that day when, as described by the Quran, we will say, "What a book is this?" It omits nothing, big or small, without enumerating it.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. What you listened to was Imam Musa Assad talking about an interesting topic along with the English translation. I want to get straight to Dr. Rezazadeh. Dr. Rezazadeh, at the, we can say, final part of this speech of Imam Musa Assad, he talks about the embodiment of our actions and deeds. What is the meaning of embodiment by Imam Musa Assad? And can we divide it into two parts? I mean, we say that we have embodiment in this world and the other world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Embodiment of the deeds or embodiment of the actions is one of these philosophical, theological concepts that is highly discussed among the religious scholars. And it is really, really important and interesting. You know, many of us have this conception about the actions for that we do in this world, that okay, we do something here, and then on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, Because of what we have done, something will be given to us instead, or we will be punished because of something that we have done. And in most cases, or maybe in all the cases, according to some scholars who talk about the embodiment of the actions, this is not the case. There are so many verses of the Quran that suggest that the actions have two different forms. One is what we see in this world, and the other part of the action, the other aspect of the action, is the reality of the action.
That's right.
So every single action that we do, even every single intention that we have in our minds, has a reality. And this reality cannot be seen in this world by us because the eye of our heart is closed. As long as we are living in this world, we only see the external form of the actions, but not the reality of the actions. But when we go to the hereafter, the eye of our heart is opened, and we see what, okay, we see that, for example, that act of kindness had a reality.
That's right.
It itself had a reality that we could not see that.
But it is very difficult to explain.
It is, actually.
For the people, because it is invisible, brother.
It is invisible. It is very difficult to explain in this world because our eyes is close to this reality.
Okay.
But for example, let me bring you some example. In the Quran, Allah the Almighty, when he wants to talk about some people who usurp the rights of the orphans, he does not say that we will punish them by fire. He says those people are eating fire when they are eating the money or the rights of the orphans. They are eating fire now. They are putting fire in their stomachs right now. And this shows that the reality of the action that they are doing right now is fire. They cannot feel it today. They will feel it in the hereafter.
Okay.
And also another very beautiful example is that when the Prophet of God says that on the night of Mi'raj, he saw on the heavens, when he traveled to the heavens, he saw some of the angels who were making, you know, beautiful mansions and beautiful buildings. And he says, what are these? He says, these are the good deeds of the people embodied in this form. He could see that, but most people, even those people who are doing these, they couldn't feel it because the level of our understanding in this world is limited because of the limitations and natural limitations of the worldly life.
Thank you very much, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh. But Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, still Imam Musa Asad believes that the embodiment of our actions can be seen also in this world. And this is not in the case of, for example, the laws that the human make, but this is the hidden law and the invisible law that exists in the nature itself. Let's explain a little bit about this concept of tajassum and also the embodiment of our action in this world and the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, what Imam Musa Sadr is basically referring, that's one of the truth. We need to remember that sins are the wills. The sin that we commit is a will. And due to these sins, we cannot see many things that our soul should basically see, or we should basically get aware of those things. For example, if we go to the ziyarat of an imam, we cannot see the imam, whereas it is said like imam is watching us. Mm-hmm. The shuhada, the martyrs, they are alive. There are many things that because of our sins that we commit in this world, we are not able to see. But obviously they are seeing us, they can talk to us, but we do not hear them. And this is one of the things. This sin do not allow us to hear or to see. There is the embodiment of these, you can say like the sins or the goods that we did, the deeds that we, actions we perform, either it's a good or bad. But because of our sins, we are not able to see. For example, we have an example in the history that one of the wife of the prophets, she was talking about another lady to the prophet. And when she was talking to about that lady, prophet immediately asked her to turn her face around. Mm-hmm. When she turned her face around, she could smell the meat of that lady about whom she was talking. Mm-hmm. So basically, when it is said, like, if you do the backbiting, Do you? It is just as you're eating the meat or the flesh of your brother.
Brother, that's right.
So she could feel that thing at that time because of the Prophet.
Okay.
And Prophet wanted to teach. And that is the reason that Dr. Rezazadeh also mentioned that these infallibles or the Prophets, because they're at the most, the up highest level of the purification, and they are the perfect human beings, they do not commit sins. They see all these things even in this world. Mm-hmm. For example, if anyone else can purify himself, his soul, he can also see these things. For example, we have an example like at the time of revolution, Imam Khomeini used to say like Saddam is in the hellfire mm-hmm. from now, whereas he was alive. Mm-hmm. Because of purifying himself, he could see him. He could see the actual, you can say like the embodiment yes. of the deeds that the other right. person is basically okay. committing. We have these things. And obviously, we also have the verses in the Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Zilzal, we read that, يَوْمَ إِذِنْ يَسْطُرُ النَّاسَ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى.
That's right.
So basically, in this verse also, Allah talks like there will be a day when we will raise all the human beings in different yes. groups, and they can see what they used to do. In chapter 3, verse 30, if I'm not wrong,
okay.
Allah says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْذَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. There is a day when everyone, you will basically see all the souls, they will see whatever they perform good and whatever they perform bad, مُحْذَرًا, it's presented in front of
yes.
them. We have a hadith as well that whatever we do, there is no, these are hadiths like, the summary is that they say, there is no hellfire. Mm-hmm. Allah did not create a fire with the name of hellfire. Mm-hmm. It's our deeds and actions, basically, which are the hellfire. Okay. For example, we have like your wealth, your kids, your the things that you have, the possessions that you have. If you do not use them in the right path, they become your, they become the hellfire for you. And we will burn you with this. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there is no palace for me in the paradise. There is no tree in the paradise for me from That's before. Right. It's my action mm-hmm. that makes it. So we have this
That's all right.
thing that whatever you do, you're making good. If you perform good deeds, according to the teachings of the Quran, if you're living a moderate life, that is the teachings, yes, you will have good reward in the hereafter. And that is what you are sending from That's here. Right.
So not only in the other world, but in this world, you reap what you sow in this world. That is, Azadeh, explain a little bit more for us.
There are two points, very important points here. One is that there are some people, even in this world, whose eyes are open to these realities.
Very good.
The prophets, the true mystics, the imams, for example, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he says, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَاءَ مَزْدَتُ يَقِينًا. Even if all the veils are removed right now, nothing will be added to my certainty. It means that he is right now in this world, he's seeing the real form of the actions. And this is hugely important, especially in the philosophical concepts that we have in Islamic theology. Why are some people infallible? Why are some people always away from doing anything bad?
Mm-hmm.
One major explanation yes. for the infallibility is that
seeing
those
the
people
reality
have
of
been
the
given
right.
the power to okay. see the reality of the actions.
Okay.
But they know that, for example, the reality of lying is like fire. It okay. burns them, so they avoid it. And this is one thing. The other thing is that, you know, sometimes you do something nice,
mm-hmm.
you do an act of kindness, and you feel great. Mm-hmm. Where does this feeling come from? Is it just because, you know that you have done something? No. I think that good feeling, that when we do an act of kindness or a good action, comes into us is because of the influence of the reality of that action on my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reality,
That's
and
right.
that reality can be felt.
Okay.
But the point is that as long as we live in this world, that is the ultimate level of our feeling and of our understanding from that good action or bad action. When we do something bad, we feel bad, we feel upset.
Feel ashamed,
feel
embarrassed.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the result of that, of the reality of that action on my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit philosophical,
okay,
mystical
yes. It is very
approach.
Complicated.
Yeah, but still,
okay.
when we go to the Hereafter, when we leave this world and the limitation, the worldly limitations are removed, our capability for understanding and seeing is extended. That is what happens.
Okay.
Our capability is extended. Okay. Our eyes will be open, so we will be able to see the reality of every single action. And then on the Day of Judgment, we have several verses of the Quran and a large number of the hadith that say people will observe what they have done.
Yes.
It means that what they have done has had a reality. Yes. People will observe it.
Okay.
They could observe it in this world, but potentially they could observe it, but most people cannot.
Okay.
So it will be remained for the Day of Judgment for people to see.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, for a nice elaboration on this part of his speech of Sayyid Musa Assad. It was very kind of you. We'll continue, inshallah, our discussion in upcoming sessions of the program, The Teacher, with the other important speeches of Sayyid Musa Assad, also known as Imam Musa Assad. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much, too, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Kalav Islam page. You can download for free all of our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, and also visit our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and the continuation of the thoughts and works of Sayyid Musa Assad, fi aman Allah, God bless you all.